Good morning. 7:42 a.m. 8/28/14. The day is twice as big as the year without the 2000. 17:10. Okay. Moving along this morning. Yeah, I'm anxious to get back. I am anxious to get back. So, I want my breakfast and I want more coffee. I didn't sleep in this morning. At 5 o'clock I woke up, got up, got moving, got the kid off to school, got the trash out. It's garbage day here. Got the recycles out because it's also recycle week. And I need to get buckled in. I need to get this thing moving. It's one of those realities in my life. And that's that once I get started, with writing in particular, but once I get going, the momentum carries me day to day. It's the getting going. Morning. So, yeah, this morning I need to get myself going. Not quite sure how I do that. I'm still working on getting my head in the game. I twisted my knee. When I was walking out of the driveway this morning, apparently I stepped wrong and twisted my left knee. It's not... I walked the kink out of it, but it's still... Everyone goes, ooh, you twisted that earlier. Good morning. It's always something. So yeah, I'm feeling old. Old and frail. There are days that it doesn't seem to really hit me that I'm over 60. I think it's because I hang out with mostly younger people. I have only one person my age that I talk to with any regular, with any degree of regularity. Even my research advisor, when I was in the doctoral program, was younger than me, although my chair was about the same age. But since I'm not doing educational technology anymore, since I've stopped teaching, I don't talk to most of them at all. I used to meet with my my research chair. She was also my boss when I had a day job. And for a long time after the day job went away, I would meet her every other Monday for breakfast. But then I went back into therapy, and that hour is my therapist appointment as a rule. Next week I don't have one, but it's also Labor Day. So I don't get to talk to many people who are my age and older. There are a few. And I don't know if that keeps me feeling young, if it keeps me young. It doesn't keep me young, clearly, but because that's a demographic statistic. Feeling young, yeah. Probably. I've met a lot of people who are my age. Who are feeling a lot older to me. I think a large part of my morbidity the last few days has been the P.G. Holyfield incident. There's nothing like having a guy 20 years younger than you get sick and die to smack you in the face. Now, unfortunately, instead of doing what I would think would be the logical thing, which is, holy shit, I don't have much time, I better get this book out. I better get all these books out. It's having kind of the opposite effect, like, you know, if I've only got a few days left, and by days I mean years and possibly decades, then, I'm going to spend it, doing what I want. And the silly part of this is that I know perfectly well that writing is what I want to do, and yet I still can't seem to break myself out to do it. I'm not sure why, other than I suspect it has a lot to do with depression. I'm still not out of the woods there. Every day that goes by is another reminder that I'm still under a bit of a rock. It's not as big a rock as it was. I'm chipping away. And I'm not entirely ignoring my universes. They're in the back of my brain. They're percolating. They're kind of dripping story goodness into my brain pan back there. Monk Post. September. Almost September. I wonder what it'll take to get me out from under this rock. I had to force myself out this morning to come on this walk. It was very difficult. If I hadn't had the momentum of having to get up and go out and take the kid to school, if I hadn't already had my boots and my hat on, I probably would have just filled a coffee cup, toasted a bagel, and gone back to sitting around. It's a gorgeous morning, though. I would have missed it. The photo this morning is kind of high contrast, the sun peeking up over the top of that one tree, casting most of the foreground into shadow. It actually looked a lot cooler than that. The mower guy has already come and gone this morning, so it was fresh mown grass. And there were wisps of dew evaporating from the grass. So this sort of low-lying fog. And the shining of the light against the grasses where the shadow was, it doesn't show up because it wasn't a very high contrast glisten, but they were pretty sharp looking. It was quite an intriguing photo, or quite an intriguing scene that the photo failed to capture very well. But that's often the case, is that I look out there and I see this magnificent vista, and I take a picture of it, and it's this little thing. Part of it is that, you know, when you take a photograph, you're taking a few degrees of vertical and horizontal image out of what is in one's eye, close to 120 degree up and down, left and right panorama. And so it's a little tiny sliver of what you actually see, even though it's actually rather a lot when compared to the view. You know, it doesn't look like when you're looking out, and it's not exactly a postage stamp size, but it's still a relatively small amount of the thing that you see. It was one of the things that I discovered trying to take bird photos, a 1200 millimeter lens, that it was great in high, and there was enough light. When there wasn't enough light, it was total pain. 1200 millimeters takes a lot of light. So in the middle of the day, you could get some decent lighting and some decent photos, but trying to find birds to sit still long enough for you to set up a tripod and put together the photo. And yeah, that's not always so easy. I did take a few. I had some that I thought were pretty good. Back in the day before digital, back in the day when I had a dark room and I actually developed my own. Did my own color slides. But I had a dark room for printing black and white, and black and white is, it's a wonderful medium. It's beautiful, beautiful, rich, textured way to make an image. And you see it in color through the viewfinder, of course, through the camera. It looks in color, and then you get the photo, go back, and you look at the negative. You develop a film, and you see the negative, and the negative is, what the hell is that? And then you put it on photographic paper, and the photographic paper is magical. You expose the negative onto the paper for an appropriate period of time, and you push it a little bit or cut it short a bit, or if it's too bright, you know, if the negative doesn't have quite enough because it was overexposed, you can underexpose the print in order to recover lost detail. So there's making a print is like making a photograph of the negative. It's terribly, it was terribly fascinating. It was terribly interesting. I did it for several years and then gave it up. I don't have a dark room anymore. I could make a dark room in this house, but film is not as interesting to me as it was. I'll take a digital photograph now and again. I take pictures with a phone. I really like the phone. I have a digital camera, but I really like the phone. It doesn't have the same level of control, but I'm not trying to take that kind of photograph anymore. 34:56, 18 minutes. 17:46, okay. Yeah, I wasn't moving along as fast on the second half, but it's all right. 34 minutes for the whole trip is not bad. Almost 35. But it's out, I'm walking. I'm doing what my therapist suggested, which is, yeah, even if you don't feel like it, go anyway, because it will feel better if you go, and you won't have to beat yourself up for not going. And I think that may be what I need to do with the writing, is that it won't necessarily make me feel better, but at least I'll have one less thing to feel bad about. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.